These days, girls' high school basketball in Iowa is similar to high school basketball in every other state, but that wasn't always the case. This next story is about a time when girls' basketball was queen in Iowa and the unexpected factor that helped bring it down. Virginia Marshall has the story.
High school basketball in Iowa was it.
Tina Kopnik grew up in Ankeny, then a town of 10,000, about 10 miles from Des Moines.
We'd get 3,000 or 4,000 people in a gym, you know, on Friday, Saturday nights to watch because in the 70s, that's what people did.
The culmination of the girls' high school basketball season was the great state tournament in March.
March 11th, 1978, Veterans Memorial Auditorium, Des Moines, Iowa. Welcome to the championship round of the Iowa High School Girls Basketball Tournament.
It was really an extravaganza. You know, at Veterans Memorial Auditorium could hold about 14,000 people, and it was packed.
And now one of the most colorful highlights, the Parade of Flags.
You know, it was a show. There was a salute to the states. It's like a pageant. They had costumes and flags, and they did this whole halftime ceremony of showcasing every state with Iowa being the last.
The best in all the land, our own beloved state, Iowa!
Tina's senior year, 1978, Ankeny beat the powerhouse Lakeview Auburn for the state title.
It was just surreal. It was a lot of joy and a lot of celebration and throughout the whole community.
Tina lives in Iowa City now. When she goes back to Ankeny, people still recognize her. They stop her on the street.
They'll say, oh, I remember when you played basketball, or I'll remember, you know, the team that da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's just like, okay, thanks.
In 1985, Tina Kopnik was inducted into the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Hall of Fame. Her high school scoring average was zero. Tina played 6-on-6 basketball. Back then, all of Iowa's official girls' high school teams played 6-on-6. The game was invented a few years after men's basketball in the 1890s, and it was thought to be an appropriate, modified version of the game, one fit for ladies.
There's the line down the middle of the court, so the half-court line. There's three women or three girls on either side of that, and they can't cross that line.
This is Jennifer Sterling, a lecturer in the sports studies program at the University of Iowa.
So the three girls on one side are guards, the three girls on the other side are forwards, and so the forwards, all they do is shoot, and then the guards, all they do is guard the other team's forwards.
Tina was a guard, which explains her 0-point scoring average, and there were even more rules that restricted the movement of girls playing 6-on-6. They were only allowed to dribble twice before passing or shooting the ball.
You got a little extra half step. There were some rules around contact as well. You can't touch the basketball when it's in someone else's hand. So it was a less physical game and it was a less rough game.
Iowa began holding a statewide 6-on-6 tournament for its high school girls in 1920. That tournament became one of the first sporting events to be televised in 1951 and was eventually broadcast in 9 states. Basketball was so popular for Iowa girls that by 1955, 7 out of 10 girls in the state played basketball in high school. Even though most girls in the United States at the time also played 6-on-6, the game was something Iowans in particular took great pride in. But that state tournament? It wasn't about supporting female athletes, says former Ankeny player Tina Kopnik. It was about state pride.
They wanted this culminating tournament to be as, I don't want to say flashy, but certainly as entertaining as possible.
For all of Iowa's support of its state tournament, basketball was, for many decades, the only option for high school girls. Only in 1955 did the Girls Athletic Union begin to include other sports, softball, then golf, tennis, and track and field. By the late 60s and early 70s, women across the country were starting to demand sports programs equal to those for men. Title IX, the landmark federal regulation that prohibited discrimination based on sex, became law in 1972.
I think like a lot of Title IX stories, it's, you know, Title IX marked the beginning of the end.
Right.
Or the beginning of the beginning, if you're looking at it from a woman's perspective.
That's Jennifer Sterling again. After Title IX, most states created programs for girls' 5-on-5 basketball, but Iowa held on to its 6-on-6 game. E. Wayne Cooley, the head of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union for 48 years, wrote to the governor of Iowa to say that he shouldn't be worried about Title IX affecting high schools.
Because women had such equality in Iowa and such equality in sports in Iowa. It wasn't until 83 that there was a legal challenge.
That year, three Iowa girls sued the Girls Athletic Union on the basis that 6-on-6 itself was discriminatory. By then, women's college teams exclusively played 5-on-5. So girls from Iowa high schools still playing 6-on-6 were at a disadvantage when it came time to play basketball in college. After the lawsuit in 83, the athletic union let each high school decide which style of basketball they would pursue.
So I ended up playing Division III college basketball, and I don't think I did get noticed until I started playing 5-on-5 basketball.
It seemed like a no-brainer to switch to the kind of basketball that most of the rest of the country was already playing. In 1993, the athletic union finally voted to end 6-on-6 entirely. But the switch to 5-on-5 in Iowa came with some unexpected consequences. It's a Saturday afternoon in December 2017 in Solon High School's gym. The girls' basketball team scuffles beneath the basket with less than a minute on the clock. Instead of 3,000 to 4,000 fans packing the gym, only a few dozen people attend, mostly parents. The game ends. The visiting team loses 46 to 53. The crowd thins. Pizza is a dollar a slice now at the concession stand. This is what high school basketball is like in Iowa now.
I never did like it when they went to the five girl teams.
Laverna Moser is one of the very few people in the world who still plays 6-on-6. She is part of Granny League Basketball, an organization started in 2005 for women 50 and older. For Granny League players, there is a sense that something was lost when the state abandoned its 6-on-6 play.
When you watch sports on, say, KCRG Channel 9 News, and they're showing them playing a boys' basketball game or a girls' basketball game, the bleachers are practically empty. I don't even think the parents come to watch their own kids. It wasn't that way when I played in high school. The bleachers were full. When the girls played, the bleachers were full.
Nationwide, Title IX has been incredibly effective at increasing female participation in sports. But Title IX also led to a loss of something that made Iowans feel special. In 1970, 20% of all female high school athletes in the nation went to school in Iowa. 6 years later, just after Title IX, the rest of the country had started to catch up. Only 5.8% of female high school athletes were Iowan, much more in line with the state's population. Jennifer Sterling says more girls are playing sports in Iowa today. They're just not necessarily playing basketball.
Now more girls are playing volleyball. Volleyball is the most popular sport in Iowa now.
But if you're talking about the decline in enthusiasm for girls playing basketball, the lack of fans paying attention to the game, the switch away from 6-on-6 might have had something to do with it. Laverna Moser's daughter, Sherry Lind, plays on the same Granny League team as her mom. She, too, misses the six-player game.
You might think, because of the way the courts divide in that it's a slow game, but it's not slow, you know. And it's just a very exciting and unique game.
There's still a sense of pride when it comes to 6-on-6, especially for the women from small Iowa towns who played basketball in the 60s and 70s.
I went to the last state 6-on-6 state tournament. I got a button there that says I heart 6-on-6. I mean, I understand, but I love the game.
It's been 25 years since the last 6-on-6 game in Iowa. Basketball is no longer queen in the state, but neither is it the only game in town. In many ways, the story of girls' basketball in Iowa is the story of the nation, adapting to changing times, looking back, and moving forward all at once.
That story comes to us from reporter Virginia Marshall.